Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Okay, well, if it worked once, it should work again. We'll talk about that after this.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. Convention time is coming up. So the one convention I go to, North Texas RPG Con, sometimes you have a, you know, you have a game you always run at a con or somewhere else. I always run a Gangbusters game at North Texas RPG Con. And I am lucky to run that game once a year at the con because I don't have a campaign for it or anything like that. And I don't know if that's good or not, but fortunately it's based on BXD&D, which I can run in my sleep. So it's a lot easier to do. It's like falling off a log to me, although I would like a campaign of it. But anyway, I'm always coming up. I always feel like I have to come up with a new game every year. And guess what? I don't have to. You know, somebody, my friend Ben Mike had to bring this up. Mike Bettolato, because I was talking to him on a live stream with Eric Tinker, and he said, you know, you don't have to run a new game every year. People always repeat games all the time. You'll just get new players, and they'll go through it. I said, okay, I'll look at that. Okay, and he's right, because I've got at least 5 years' worth of Gangbusters games under my belt, and I've run them to varying degrees of success. Always success. I haven't really had one that really failed. There are some that I could have done more with, some where I would like to, you know, revisit. And this is a great chance to revisit it. So what you do is you pull out your old notes. I should have my old session notes, which I do. I have a session book for Gangbusters. And this gives me a chance not to reinvent the wheel, because you don't have to reinvent the wheel. That's the thing. You've already ran this once, so you've got all the stuff here. Now, what you want to take advantage of now is that knowledge of how it went the last time, and you're more, you've grown, as a GM, you've grown some over the years, hopefully, you know, running other sessions of other games and stuff like that. So I look back in the notes for like two, three years ago, and it's like, I could have done this better. I could have done that better. What it gives you is a chance to, you know, come back to it and maybe hone it up a little. So I would go through, for instance, the very first Gangbusters game I ran there was a two-parter. And I really didn't know exactly what I was doing. And this was original Gangbusters, too. This is before I converted to BX Gangbusters, because it was its own system. It was a percentile system, but I thought I understood it well enough. So I looked at the notes, and I'm going, I'm saying, how the heck did I run this thing? Because I had like 15 pages of notes. And to me, that's way too much. I looked at the other games I ran in the same GM book, and they have 3 pages at the most. But this was like 15 pages. And the thing that got to me, this is because people, you'll do this. I wrote the scenario out at least 3 times. And I just felt, I don't know. I rewrote it 3 times and didn't even realize it. Because I was saying it again. I was telling myself again and again and again what was going on. And I kept adding a few things. And, oh, I forgot this. So I'll mark this down. Oh, let's rewrite it again. I rewrote it because it's like I gave a bullet point list of the adventure. Then I did a timeline of the adventure. And then I did the NPCs, how they fit into that timeline of the adventure. And it's like, why am I going over the same ground all the time? It was driving me crazy. And I looked at it and I go, you know, I could condense this into a few pages, maybe even 1 page. That would be nice. I mean, like Professor Dungeon Master, every session he has 1 page he works off of, which I admire. And he's using 5e, which is not easy, or the current edition, or whatever the heck it is. Yeah, he was using 5e, and that's, to me, that's not easy. You know, I don't want to get into it about 5e. Anyway, but what I'm saying is now I can go back, and if I want to use that game again, I can condense it down. I've got a Gangbusters book, GM book, but I also have another Gangbusters GM book that I barely started because the idea was to take all the notes from the old one and put it in the new one, rewritten, and just refine. That's what you want to do, is refine it. So I should probably condense it into something like this, a bullet-pointed adventure summary. Might even put a premise up on the top. Bullet-pointed adventure summary, the location summary, and the NPCs summary. And then leave it alone. You know, I just want to leave it alone. Also, since I was using regular Gangbusters, the original published one, and now I'm using Gangbusters BX, which is Mark Hunt's rewritten 4BX Gangbuster system. So a lot of my notes are for the original Gangbusters. Like, for instance, the scenario I want to use this year, that was like the last one I used the regular Gangbusters on. So I have to go and start converting stuff over to BX. And I don't think that's going to be much of a problem. I may have like a half a dozen NPCs, and that's the only thing I really have to worry about. And it's just converting those stats to this. And converting one system to another, I'm pretty much, it's to me, it's more of an art than a science, or a craft than a science, or whatever, because you look at the character and going, okay, what are you trying to accomplish with this NPC? And how can I put it into the new rule system's terms? And there are some rule sets that it makes it kind of hard. Champions, I'm looking at you. But for the most part, it was, yeah, I went, story time. I played one session of Fantasy Hero with my old group in California a long time ago, and I wanted to play LoJack, my current character that was in D&D, and I had to rewrite him for Fantasy Hero, and it did not work out very well. He was very weakened. But anyway, that's going to happen if they're too radical. But you know, regular Gangbusters and BX are close enough where I can look at it and go, okay, I want to keep that, don't need that, and I'm ready to go. So you learn to eyeball it, and that's the kind of thing you do. I also had a couple of scenes that I didn't use that I put off to the side in case I wanted to use it. I might reincorporate that into this. It depends on how long the game's going to run. Or I might reincorporate. I remember the one scene I added that worked out so well. It's going back in for this session. because I look at the time slot, I have the time to do it. So I will be putting it back in. So yeah, that's what you want to do. You just want to revisit your plots, basically plots, revisit your adventures and just see what you can do to plus them. See what you can do to make them just like you. There's always things you want to try, you know. There's always things, oh man, I wanted to try that. Well, why did I do it this time? Okay, we'll try it this time, see how it works. What have you got to lose? I mean, you know, what the hell? You put stuff in, take stuff out, change some characters. Maybe you want to swap out characters. That works too. All right, I don't want to go too much into this because I got another episode coming up about prep. So I think I kind of maybe spilled my beans a little bit here, but that's okay. I'll just do that because I'm going to go start my day. If you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com or drop a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized. So as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you. And for single donations, go to my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. Benjamin Brodell, Gilbert Sarris, and Jason from Moral Project. Thank you very much. For other good podcasts, Dan Gregg's The Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard Podcast. Kevin There's the Red has the Red Caps Podcast. Dan Lorton's Bandits Keep Podcast. Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest Podcast. Big John Allen Large is the Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tankar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.